Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and welcome. Thanks for listening and for making us a part of your sports weekend. I'm Jay Ritchie, Debbie O. Debbie O'Connell is off today. Robert DeCosa, the Duke, is in master control, and we could not be more excited about today's show. Did you know that a typical 18-hole golf course uses an average of 310,000 gallons of water per day? Some are higher, a few take less, but that's a lot of water, especially these days when a dry winter and a lack of snow are causing severe drought in Colorado and the Southwest United States. States like Nevada, Arizona, California, all fertile ground for a lot of golf courses. So we'll be talking about drought, snowpack, and we'll tell you the story of one Colorado course that ran out of water in June. It's not a pretty picture. Later in the show, the biggest golf tournament in the world is right around the corner. The 2026 Myrtle Beach World Am begins at the end of the month with some 3,000 golfers. The World Am has a new director of events this year. His name is Scott Taylor, and Scott will be joining us today to tell us about the 43rd edition of the Myrtle Beach World Am here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, streamed live at sportsbyline.com. Also, you can hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up and talking golf with Bobby Dobbs of Grand Doty Golf Course, next, right here on Tee to Green.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Meet Matthew Preston. Inside his apartment, everything he holds dear is protected by Progressive's renter's insurance, like his laptop and a surprisingly valuable collection of baseball bobbleheads. Outside his apartment, his laptop is still protected, as are his bobbleheads, which he carries around with him for reasons no one knows. Renters, the limits of protection aren't just the four walls of your home. When you're in Progressive's protection zone, get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
News, it's interviews, and hopefully lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday here, 52 weeks a year, on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello, everyone, and welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie, Robert DeCosa in Master Control today. Debbie O'Connell is off vacationing and has the weekend off. She will be back joining us again next week, and an interesting show for you today. Later in the hour, we'll be talking to Scott Taylor. Scott is the new director of events at the 2026 Myrtle Beach World Am, which gets underway at the end of this month, the world's largest golf tournament. They have over 3,000 players representing every state in the United States and 20 different countries, and that'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Scott Taylor will be talking to us about that. Our first guest standing by on the Tee to Green guest line. Before we get to Bobby Dobbs, a quick background check, and we want to just lay this out for you. One of the things we'll be talking about with Bobby is the condition of the golf course that she is at here in Colorado, called Grand Godey. It's in La Vida, Colorado. And just before we get to her, just to go back a little bit, Colorado's snowpack this past winter was 22 to 24% of normal, the lowest in some 40 years. Then record-breaking spring heat caused what snowpack Colorado had to melt prematurely and melt out weeks ahead of schedule. Colorado gets 80% of its water supply from snowpack. So if there's no snow, there's no water. California's snowpack this past winter was just 18% of normal, the second lowest since 1950. California gets about 30% of its water supply from snowpack. That's the third largest source of water storage for the Golden State. California gets a third of its water from Colorado and the Colorado River, especially Southern California, which services the big cities of San Diego and Los Angeles. Snowpack in what's known as the Colorado River Basin, 22 to 24% of normal, and that's a problem. Colorado River feeds California, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, Wyoming, and, of course, Colorado. Water is stored in Lake Powell on the Arizona-Utah border, and in Lake Mead near Las Vegas in Nevada, two big storage reservoirs that pretty much provide water for all of the southwest portion of the United States and Southern California. Here in Colorado, the Blue Mesa Reservoir is the state's largest reservoir, and it acts as an emergency supply of water in case Lake Powell and Lake Mead are running low. The Blue Mesa right now is at 25% of its normal level, and that's got a lot of folks here in Colorado and the southwest part of the United States very worried. And if you are a golfer or a golf course owner, operator, work at a golf course, it's not looking good. Perfect example of all of that is the Grand Ote Golf Course, an 18-hole course in La Vida, Colorado. La Vida is about 2.5 hours southwest of Denver. It's a mountain course designed by Tom Weisskopf and Jay Morish. It opened in 1988 on 280 acres along the Cachara River with 9 holes. They went to 18 holes. It opened in 1986. They went to 18 holes in 1988. In 1995, Golf Digest ranked Grand Ote as the third best course in Colorado. Then in 2014, the course closed, surprisingly, due to a legal fight over annexation with the town of La Vida. It reopened in 2022 with new owners, Corrine and John Gordon, out of Las Vegas. 9 holes for a couple of years. They went to 18 2 years ago in 2024, and it started to look like the old Grand Ote. Course improvements, renovating the clubhouse. They hired a new head pro this spring. They bought a new fleet of golf carts, bought a new indoor golf simulator, and Grand Ote was pretty much back until it wasn't. Sometime in June, Grand Ote ran out of water. And that's the dire situation they found themselves in this summer. Let's go to La Vida right now, where Bobby Dobbs is standing by. Bobby is the longest tenured current employee of Grand Ote Golf Course. She started there in July of 2022, right after they reopened. She's lived in La Vida since 1997. She's a Colorado native. She's seen it all, but I don't know if she's seen anything like what's hit Grand Ote in the last couple of months. Hey, Bobby, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm good, Jake. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Please tell me you've had some rain there the last few days.
Well, not in the last few days. We did get a little bit of rain last beginning of the week. We got a little bit, about an eighth of an inch. So it's not doing for us.
I was at Grand Ote. I stopped there in middle of last month, mid-July. I hadn't been there since last July, 2025. And I was so looking forward to playing Grand Ote because it's one of my favorite golf courses here. And I got to admit, I had heard that things were tough and that you hadn't had much water, you ran out of water. But I was totally shocked when I saw the golf course as I pulled around the corner there off the main road into the golf course area, and you have no grass on any of the fairways. It's dirt. It's all weeds. The only real grass you have is pretty much the greens right now. How are they doing?
The greens are doing okay. I mean, they are working round the clock. Basically, we're hand watering the greens because we have rights out of Horseshoe Lake in Walsenburg. So as long as we can still keep taking water from that, we can keep the greens alive. So they are okay. It's, I mean, not great, not like they were last year by any means, but their play of, it's just the fairways and the rest of the course are just, it's crisp, it's dry. We've never seen anything like this around here. town itself is, you know, we're getting down to less than a couple months of water for town, too. So we need some things to start happening really soon.
Yeah, the town of Ovida is one of several in Colorado that is at stage 4 as far as watering is concerned. And that means no outdoor watering at all for residents. So you can imagine what that means for a golf course that needs around 300,000 gallons of water per day. So where does Grandote get its water, Bobby?
So our main source of water comes from the mountain range up above us, like Chara. And if that's where, and that's because that's usually where all the snow goes. And so we have snow going. We have snow melting all through. We usually never see those mountains bare. And they've been bare since June.
So
it's a very scary time for all of us. We don't get a very heavy snowpack this year. I don't know what we'll do because we won't get any of that water. Because it starts at three different levels of it. People get it from town first, then the golf course, and then a local ranching family gets it. But the town won't release any water to us unless proper snowpack, of course. So we need the snow really bad this year so we can actually open this year.
Yeah, I mentioned the course runs along the Cacharas River, which runs through the golf course. It runs through number 2. It runs through number 18, and you have a big pond. Hello. Well, there's a big pond right there as well. And the pond is nearly dry, and the river is totally dry. There's no more water in the Cacharas River at the Grandote Golf Course. We're talking to Bobby Dobbs from Grandote, Ovida, Colorado. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back to talk a little more with her as we continue here on Tee to Green.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Golfers listen because we speak their language here on Tee to Green, the golf show. The language is golf. I'm Jay Ritchie. Going solo today, Debbie O'Connell is off. Later in the hour, Scott Taylor, director of events from the 2026 Myrtle Beach World Am, will be joining us. We're on the line right now with Bobby Dobbs from Grandote Golf Course in La Vida, Colorado. Bobby wears a lot of hats down there. She's the director of golf. She also, she'll be the person to answer the phone if you call the clubhouse or the pro shop down there, and she does a lot of other things as well. We're talking about the situation Grandote finds itself in right now with no water. They ran out of water back in June. The course is burned out. It's dried out. The only thing they're able to water is the greens to try to keep them alive. Grandote reopened in 2022 after being closed for about 9 years following a legal dispute with the town of La Vida. And the comeback was great. It was getting better and better every year since reopening in 2022. But that comeback hit a big snag earlier this year when, fueled by the fact that there was no snow in Colorado and in the mountains this past winter, Grandote, like a lot of other places in that part of the state, ran out of water. Bobby, are people, is the course playable? Is anybody playing right now?
Yes. You can play it. We're definitely, as a running joke, don't add it to your average once you play it, because it's not, you're going to get a game like you can't control it because it's that way. But people are playing. We're still here. We're not busy like we were last year, so you can probably walk on any day. but we are still playing. Our restaurant's open. Our bar's open. We're trying to make the best of it. A lot of prayers right now for the next year, because it really is. If we don't get snow, I don't know how we'll do it, be able to do it next year. So,
yeah, you were open.
There won't be any water.
And it was $65 to play with cart, 18 holes, which was one of the best deals for one of the best courses around. You're not able to get.
Yeah. The weekdays are 50 with a cart now, so.
Yeah, but I had the option when I was down there playing, but I just couldn't do it. You let me.
I remember, because I let you, I remember when you came down.
And I drove around the front nine, and that was, I had seen enough. I couldn't take it anymore. I had to come back in. But, it was terrible. It was scary, and It was sad, really, is the best way to put it. So where are you getting the little water that you're putting on the course now, just the doing the hand watering of the greens? Where is that water coming from?
So that's coming from Horseshoe Lake in Walsenburg. We own some water rights in that little lake, and so as long as that lake is still has enough water, we'll be able to keep pulling out of that for the greens. And that looks still promising. We don't think we're going to – I think we'll be able to get through the rest of the summer with that. So.
Yeah, you don't want – if the greens go, that's pretty much the last straw right there, isn't it?
Oh, it will be. That's why they're working so hard. I mean, John, one of our owners, is out there every day hand-watering those greens himself. Two, it's a lot of work for them to do, but they put so much work into making it great again in that sense. It was so beautiful last year. And even in May this year, it looked so good, so promising. That's why we made all the changes and got the new carts and paved everything. And now it just was ready to be what we thought was going to be the best season yet. And
yeah,
it just didn't turn out that way.
I would agree. In its heyday, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Grandote was ranked by Golf Digest as the number 3 golf course in the state of Colorado, and I got to play it many times. It's a great course. Jay Morish, Tom Weisskopf designed. It's a great course. And then it sat pretty much dormant for about 9 years, so you can imagine the work that was needed and necessary and put in to get it back to not just normal conditions, but I thought after playing it last year, last July, I played it twice. I thought it was almost back to where it was before it was shut down back in 2013. And it's just a shame that all the hard work and the heart and soul that you guys put into it, now all of that's in jeopardy because of the lack of water. What are there plans to, if you survive this year, and if we get a little bit of snowpack next year, are there plans to avoid or try to avoid something like this happening anywhere down the road in the future?
We're looking to dig a well. So we're going to try to get a well on the course dug, and then that we'll be able to pull from that. And we shouldn't have a problem like this again.
Yeah.
So if we can get that well done, we should be okay. But right now, it's just a lot of fingers crossed and a lot of prayers going up. And because it's dire, and you can see the effect that it's even having on town, because we don't have the tourists this year. So our local businesses are suffering because this is a very touristic community. So we make our money from, May to October, and we're just not getting that influx of people this year. Several of our big groups and tournaments have canceled, and we don't blame them. We're not taking that personal. I'm very transparent with all of our customers when they call, and they know what, I need them to know what they're getting into if they're going to come play. So, we're just going to keep putting one foot in front of the other and do all we can to not lose those greens, because I don't know how we'll bring them back.
Yeah, exactly. The town of La Vida, that area down there, as you mentioned, it was on the comeback trail as well. And the centerpiece driving that was Grandote Golf Course, since it was reborn in 2022. Mm-hmm. You have starting back up the Kachara ski area down there. So I imagine that's going to be a problem as well.
That was affected as well. Yeah. They were only able to ski for 5 weeks this winter. So,
wow,
that's bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're taking the hits left and right down here in this little community, but we're strong and we'll survive and we'll get through this and we'll be back and better than ever next year.
Is the forecast, the immediate forecast, calling for any moisture or precipitation, any kind of rain here in the next month or two?
Next week, it looks like we've got several days that it could happen. So we're really hoping that maybe the monsoons will finally get to us, because we keep hearing about them, but they're not they're not catching up with us yet. So
yeah, when I was down there in the middle of last month, the forecast for the following week was calling for some rain, but I think other than a little rain shower, that was pretty much all you got, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the way it's been all summer. We'll get this, like, we'll look at the forecast. We'll watch the newscaster's forecast, everything. It looks like it's coming. Shows days and days and days of it in a row, and then we just don't get it. It just goes right around us.
Yeah, and it's going to take a lot of rain when you finally get some rain, because and every day that passes without any rain just makes it worse.
Absolutely. So it's like the little bit of rain that we can finally get, it just almost evaporates or hits the ground.
You know, the Cachara's River is totally dry. There's not an ounce of water in it. It's just all rocks, and that was a big source. And I remember years ago going to golf, but looking at that river and wishing I had my fishing pole with me.
Yes.
There was a lot of water and some nice looking fishing holes in the river right there on the golf course.
Yes, there was, and it's why it's just so shocking how fast it happened too, because it just went away.
When did it start getting bad?
We really started noticing it about the middle of June, right about Father's Day.
Right around Father's Day, okay. All right, yep. Well, we'll pray to Chief Grand Jody. We'll do a rain dance, and hopefully that'll help too. Any little
Please
bit will help. Grand Jody Golf Course, La Vida, Colorado. That's Bobby Dobbs. Bobby, thank you so much. I hope to see you soon, and I hope to be playing Grand Jody soon as well. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Let's do that. Thank you so much, Jay. Have a great day.
You too. Bobby Dobbs with his Grand Jody Golf Course, La Vida, Colorado. It's about 2.5 hours southwest of Denver, hour and a half southwest of Colorado Springs. Keep your fingers crossed for the folks down there and all over Colorado and the Southwest, especially if you're a golfer.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers, and you found it. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. We talk golf every Sunday, 52 weeks a year. Debbie O'Connell's out today. I'm Jay Ritchie. And a quick reminder, and we'll get back to the show in a moment, a quick reminder from your friends at Divot Magazine. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, and who isn't, now you can play for less and enjoy the year's best golf discounts with the 2026 Green Saver. The Green Saver is your ticket to hundreds of free half-off, two-for-ones, and other golf discounts at over 90 top courses and indoor facilities in Colorado and Nevada. It's available in both book or mobile format, designed to keep you on the course without breaking the bank. Normally, the Green Saver goes for $54, which is a heck of a deal. Don't get me wrong, $54, great. Use it a couple of times, you got your money back. But now you can take advantage with the late season special price. We're not talking $54 or $44 or $34, but unbelievable, a late season special price of just $24. And with every Green Saver, you still get a free one-year membership to the Brew Saver for $24. For the book, only $19 for the mobile. And if you want to combine the two, the book and mobile, just $49. So take advantage of the late season special price. You can't beat it. $24. Use it one time and you'll get your money back. Start playing smarter. Enjoy a year of golf, or half a year now, without breaking the bank. Grab a Green Saver or two or three at greensavergolf.com, greensavergolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again. Well, speaking of dedicated golfers, a lot of dedicated golfers heading to Myrtle Beach the end of this month for the 43rd edition of the world's biggest golf tournament. We're talking about the Myrtle Beach Pro-Am, which began back in 1984. They have a new director of events at the Myrtle Beach World Am. And on the Tee to Green guest line with us right now is Scott Taylor. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Doing great. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing terrific. Thanks for doing this this morning at what's got to be a pretty busy time for you. And it's your first time around as director of events there, is it not?
It is. You know, this is my first time in this role. I've been in the Myrtle Beach golf market for over 25 years on the golf course side. So we participated as host facilities for many years, but now I'm on the more operations, direct operations of the event. So it's exciting. And we're especially excited for this year because we hit our magic 3,000 player goal for the year. So it's very exciting.
That's pretty amazing, especially considering that the very first World Am in 1984 had about, what, 650 players?
I believe so, yeah. That was back, the title sponsor back then, it was called the DuPont World Am. And fast forward 43 years later, you know, it's an anchored event for our area and a great way to showcase Myrtle Beach, our Myrtle Beach golf courses, and all we have to offer. So it truly is a community. The entire community is involved in this event, so we're proud to be a part of it.
Are you a golfer? Did you ever play in the event?
I haven't played. You know, I'm a PGA member, so technically this is for amateurs. I played college golf at Coastal Carolina. and then okay. quickly went into golf operations as a PGA member. So technically, I'm not eligible. You know, it's a handicapped flighted event for amateur golfers, the largest of its kind, and very cool.
So you, who is eligible to play then?
So anybody anybody with a handicap can play, you know, USGA handicap. We flight it by gender, age, and skill level. Roughly there is 60 flights each year, divvied up to about 50 players per flight. However the chips fall, you know, to split between the handicaps differentials. But we do have a just for fun flight. So we, over the years, we've noticed there's folks that just want to come down, play some golf, enjoy the world's largest 19th hole, which we have, and just enjoy all Myrtle Beach has to offer. So you can come play in the event and not be part of the actual competition, just enjoy the festivities.
So how do you deal with, what did you say, there's 3,000 golfers?
Yeah, we have 3,000 golfers. And, you know, we're grateful. So many of our participants play year over year. I mean, we've got participants that have been playing for 30 years, believe it or not. You know, it's a team effort. You know, we have 30 golf courses per day that are hosting. Almost 60 golf courses are host courses throughout the entire event, but 30 golf courses per day will be hosting our event in Myrtle Beach. It's 4 days of competitive golf, and if you win your flight, you get a chance to play on the fifth day at Grand Dunes Resort Course. It'll be our championship round, and that's where we'll crown our 2026 World Am champion. Last year, it was Scott Collette. Fun fact, Scott's from Knoxville, Tennessee, but the Myrtle Beach Classic, which has been hosted the PGA Tour event in Myrtle Beach the last few years, Scott got to hit the opening tee shot at the Myrtle Beach Classic this year. So that was a real feather in the cap for our champion of this event.
Yeah. We're with Scott Taylor, Director of Events at the upcoming Myrtle Beach World Am, and you never know who you're going to see there. I was there. I didn't play, but we took the show down there and did the show a couple of times back around 15, 16 years ago. And I was at the we broadcast from the 19th hole location there in the center convention center. And my wife's boss was there. he's not a golfer, but his best friend was a golfer, and they just decided he just decided to go down and join him for the weekend. But that was a shock seeing my wife's boss, a couple of thousand miles away at the Myrtle Beach World Am. And like I said, you never know who's going to show up. So speaking of that, every state in the union sends players, and get them from all over the world as well, like 20 different countries?
Yeah, so 95% of our participants are from outside the Myrtle Beach area. So that's really cool. So, you know, that's folks coming from all over the world. I think this year we've got 18 countries represented, 49 states. So we are missing North Dakota. So if anybody in North Dakota is listening, we need you to round out
come
50.
It's
a worldwide event. You know, great for Myrtle Beach area that folks come from all over to experience golf in the golf capital of the world.
Yeah, I thought of Myrtle Beach as sort of the Disneyland for golfers because I had never been there before. How many courses are involved, and do you have enough?
Yeah, we do. So, you know, we have almost 60 participate throughout the event. You know, some courses will host 1 or 2 days, but each day we have 30 host courses. So that covers the entire field. So, you know, if you come to Myrtle Beach during the week of the World Am, it's hard to get a tee time because we've got most of the courses tied up. But, you know, the other cool thing is the 19th hole. You had mentioned it. I mean, we take over the Myrtle Beach Convention Center for 4 nights, and it's just a great time. It's a giant party. We have contests and games and giveaways, food and drink included. It really is a highlight. And there's a lot of folks that come down just for that experience.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's not just for the golfers. And what's going on with the 19th hole this year? Anything new? Anything different?
Yeah, so, you know, every year we try to add a little bit to it, the experience. There's a lot of engagement, interactive experiences. You know, a couple of our staples, we have a 60-foot long putt that we give away prizes each night that you can participate in for free. We have a replica of the Island Green at TPC Sawgrass, and you can hit that shot inside the convention center. Now, it's only about 50 yards, but yeah, that's something fun you can do. But we have simulators, you know, bars and restaurants. There's over a dozen restaurants every night that you can go sample their foods. All kinds of random giveaways, live music, bands, karaoke, comedians. Really, at the end of, you know, you play your golf during the day and then you bring yourself and a guest to the convention center that night. And it's really just designed to let your hair down and have a good time.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun, that's for sure. So it's a World Am, stands for amateur. What do the players get, or what do the winners get? Are there awards, or is there prizes? How does that work out?
Yeah, so, you know, just for playing, and just to back up, you know, just when we opened registration, it was at $649 this year. You get a gift bag, your four rounds of golf, and then four nights at the convention center. You can't beat that. So so beyond that, if you do play well and you finish in the top five of your flight, there are prizes. And then if you win your flight, your net flight, that's what qualifies you to go to the final round on the fifth day. But there is, I mean, every day we have long drive, closest to the pins for each of the flights. There's random giveaways where we just pull names out of a hat. I mean, we're giving away thousands of dollars of gifts every night. So you may come down and not play that well, but you'll get the experience of the 19th hole. You might walk away with some random prizes and get to play some golf.
Yeah, still a lot of fun, that's for sure. Besides the 19th hole, what other kind of festivities are there? I know you've got opening ceremonies going on as well.
We do. We're excited. So Old Smoky just built a big facility at Broadway at the Beach. That's going to be our welcome party on Sunday. So for 2 days, we do registration. Depending when folks come into town, they can pick one of the days. Come by the PGA Tour Superstore, pick up your gift bag, register, you know, let us know you're here. And then on Sunday night over at Old Smoky, we do a welcome ceremony and get everyone together to kick off the event. And we'll recognize several of our past champions that, you know, are playing in the field. And then Scott Collette, our defending champion, will come up and say a few words. And then we're off to the races for a great week.
So we're talking men, women, seniors. Are there any age restrictions or criteria at all?
18 and up, but we have everyone in between. I believe our oldest participant this year is 93 years old, and our youngest is 18 years old. So, you know, golf, that's why we all love golf, is it just brings so many ages together, men, women of from all over the world of different ages for a great experience.
Give us the day. Or we should mention, too, that the registration is closed off, right? It just recently ended, so you can't get in on this year's event?
It is, yeah. We are closed off. We've hit our max capacity. We're, you know, when you get this close to the event, now it's preparing for the competition. But it's we're going to open it up at the beginning of the year for 2027, so look out for that. You can go to Myrtle Beach World Amateur.com. That's where all the information is, and kind of see what's going on.
All right, sounds good. Starts to the end of the month. The play is about 4 days, but the entire week they're in Myrtle Beach, dedicated to the Myrtle Beach World Am Director of Events, Scott Taylor. With us, Scott, appreciate it. Great job and good luck. Have fun this year.
Hey, thank you so much, and hope to see you in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, want to get down there again. Scott Taylor from Myrtle Beach, the Director of Events at the World Am, coming up at the end of the month. We'll take a break. More Pete Agrain coming your way right after this.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Tee to Green, another edition of the show just flying by here. Saw this the other day and thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about in the last segment of the show. A list of the PGA Tour's all-time career money winners. The top 20 in career earnings. At number 20, Sergio Garcia, who's taken in just over $55 million in winnings in his career. Then after Sergio comes John Rahm, Keegan Bradley, Ricky Fowler, Patrick Cantlay. The next five, Matt Kuchar at about $62 million, Jason Day, Hideki Matsuyama, Jordan Spieth, and Xander Schauffele next on the list. They're both right around $68 million in career winnings. Golf's top 10 in career earnings. Number 10, a little bit surprising, Vijay Singh, $71 million. Number 9, Jim Furyk, $71.5 million. Number 8, Adam Scott, $73.5 million. Number 7, Justin Thomas, at $74 million. And number six is Dustin Johnson. DJ has won $76 million in his golfing career. The top five, Tiger Woods, $121 million. No surprise there. Number two on the list, Rory McIlroy, $116.5 million. Number three, Scottie Scheffler, $116.3 million, right behind Rory. Number four is Phil Mickelson, $96.7 million. Number five, Justin Rose, that's a surprise, $78.5 million the top 20 all-time career money winners. Jack Nicklaus, by the way, 399th on the list with $5.7 million. Sorry, Jack, you were born about 50 years too early. Thanks to Bobby Dobbs for joining us today from Grand Doty Golf Course and Scott Taylor from the Myrtle Beach World Am. Thank you. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.